It's good.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel.
You're listening like to Advice Live with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. Like that's 1-800-866-8883.
And you're live.
Good evening. I've got 3 hours to kill. I normally only do two. What I said on Sunday, that's yesterday. What's the date today? Anybody? What's the date? Hello? The 12th of October, right? Okay, so on the 11th of October, I did a lecture. And a very interesting thing happened. I killed an entity in a person, and they got better. That's what I do. I'm an entity killer. So it's the entity I am referring to is what made you pass through your parents, mostly, and through your teachers and certain kinds of teachers, not all, of course, but certain kind of people have that entity in them, that evil streak in them that destroys children's minds and replaces them with one of their new ones of their imitations of themselves. See? And they also, you can't blame them because they also had the same experience of being brainwashed, depending upon, you know, where you're born and what the politics and the system is around you. And you'll live that out for the rest of your life thinking it's you. So we got to kill that in yourself first. Something has to, we have to find some way of explaining that. And what I'm saying is heavy, so don't get too hard on yourself right now. What you are the extension of the entity in your parent, inherent in all the generations since paradise was lost. Now, having said that, that's the subject for my program this evening. And the name of the subject of my yesterday's Sunday morning video program, Sunday morning conversations, which I have every Sunday, 2 hours. I don't just mess around just for half an hour and give you some kind of dictation I wrote beforehand, carefully spelled, making sure the words were sounding very, very intelligent and uplifting. No, I don't do a program that way. I don't plan it. It just happens. And tonight, we shall have some happenstance, if you will stay with me. Because I may be able to kill the entity within you first. Because until you let me do that, you're going to go the same as all flesh. And so, as we all will, because we're all inflicted by it, by other people, and we're doing unto others what was done unto us, and we don't know we're doing it, even when we're being very nice and calm and cold, and not cold, but, you know, a kind of goodness and love that isn't love. It is codependency, addiction. We'll talk about that later. But if you want to see it, the video of this, of something really happening to a person after 50 years. A broken person, so broken you can't believe it, because I've known that person for a long time. Never comes to my lectures or anything. Kept away from me. So recently, she had a stroke, and I warned her that would happen. It did. And so they got her to come to my talk, and you got to see what happens. And it's going to happen to you in a different way. But the point is, you have to go out into the world where there's evil. There's lots of evil everywhere, even in nice people, who don't know they have it. They don't know they're destroying their own children. So you may have to tackle it in your own parents, and the teacher, and the rabbi, and the preacher. You may have to practice that. You actually have to practice it. You have to have a Jesus kind of stance, solid as a rock, fearless.
But that's what I'm going to teach you, how to kill your entity, the evil entity. That's the name of the video that you'll see next Sunday. It has to be edited just a little bit for discretion. All right. FHU.com. Support my program. And don't be afraid to call me, because you may have one of those in you that I might be able to overcome on the radio. Yes, over the radio. It's the energy of my voice. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. I put a challenge out to every person, especially of those people on the left. Those dangerous people on the left. Not all are dangerous. There's certain kinds of people.
Foundation of Human Understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the Foundation of Human Understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Good evening. I opened the program. I hope you heard the first 6 minutes. Chances are you didn't. So I have to say it again in a different way so it isn't boring. But it isn't boring. It's more disturbing. And I'm in the business of disturbing the disturber. Do you hear what I said? I disturb the disturber. See? And the best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury. That was said by Marcus Aurelius. It was the last noble emperor of Rome. He was a really noble one. He walked around in ordinary clothes. And he didn't feel so uppity over everybody. And so that's what he says. The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury. The trouble is, when you get injured, you become like him, or try not to become like him. Either way, the struggle not to be like someone is a wrong kind of journey. And eventually you will become like him. The door will open. And in will come an entity that will live through you and make you think it's you speaking and you doing all those things and then chiding you for not doing well enough and causing you to be thoughtful and do your best to become a better person, and which you cannot do. Because you do not know what good is yet. You really don't know what real good is. Because if you did, you'd be free from emotions. See? And nothing could touch you. Nothing. So, let me give another... But I'm going to talk tonight about this. And that's the heading of my video lecture, 2 hours, that will be available on Sunday at FHU.com. FHU, Foundation of Human Understanding. We hope that you'll give a donation and hope this program will be enthralling to draw you into it in a very healthy way, where being drawn into something is not usually healthy and it's not healthy. If you're drawn into me, in my personality, that wouldn't be good. I want to draw something to you, draw you. I don't know how to say it, so let me pause for a minute. I want you to recognize the damnable things, excuse the expression, I just have to make an emphasis on it, the damnable thing that happened to you when you were a little kid, when you saw that your parents were crazy, And that is a matter of fact. You've got 80% divorce rate. What do you expect? They fell in love and then fell into hate of relationship, and all hell broke loose. The love wasn't love and the hate is hate. So, and no matter how much you put a mask on it, all the world is an actor. And many, and people merely, you know, all the world's a stage and people merely actors in it. Shakespeare, right? Okay, now, let me say something more about this from my friend here, my friend from who's been dead, you know, thousands of years. But they've known these things for a long time for themselves. But it's very hard, almost impossible, to write about it, even though the words that are being said are magnificent. How about this one from Marcus Aurelius? How much more grievous is the consequence of anger than its cause? That's my favorite one. How much more grievous is the outcome of anger than its cause? Little things. So he says also, if you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke it at any moment. If you knew how. He knew how, and that's how he got to know all the things that I already knew the same way he learned it. He never went to school. You don't get this from school in those days. You get this because he's writing about something he's seen from being an emperor. The last great emperor until all the others began to fall into line as Rome collapsed. 400 years up and 400 years down of cruelty and craziness, which is going to happen to us 213 years, 40 years or so, and 240 years, maybe 1,000 years, where we never recover from what went on in Rome. It's going to happen here. It is happening already. And here I am ready to show you how you can be as noble as this man, as noble as Jesus. And you have to be that way if you're going to survive. You have to survive the entity in your adversary. There's an adversary. You have adversaries everywhere, especially if you're innocent. Let me just soften my tirade here for a minute. Would you mind if I read something to you? I have in front of me something I wrote when I was 21 years old. It's an old piece of paper. I may not be able to say exactly what's here, and there's many pages missing, but I'm 21 years old. Now, just imagine this 21-year-old speaking. See, I just come out of the military. I just come back from Africa, see. That's where I was. And I came to America. Do you mind if I speak this? And maybe you'd like to call me? Because I am going to bark a lot. Woof, woof, you know, that kind of thing. And scare the bejeebus out of you. I want to scare the entity out of you. And I want you to, become, when it's gone, I want you to scare the entity out of your adversary. It's all about Roseburg. I'll come back to that. So you hang on to the Roseburg thing. And let me read a little bit about myself. So you can see where I was when I was 21. It's mentioned. It's only just a page, double space. Do you mind? Okay. So if you want to call me, 800-866-8883. Maggie wants to... Let me speak to Maggie first. Let me speak to Maggie. She's only 10 years old. She's the young lady I talk about all the time about... Grandma, remember that? Maggie, are you still there? You surprised me. Are you there, Maggie?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you doing, young lady?
I'm good.
So what is your problem tonight?
Well, I was speaking up to my dad. It's a yes. story just now.
Yes.
And I felt a little angry, so I knew it was time to call to talk to him.
Yes.
And... The this afternoon when we were playing, he wanted us to do something productive. But when he tries to get us to do something, he does it in anger and yes. frustration.
Yes.
And I told him that, you know, you got to do it in love. And that's what ruins the kids. They
that's
never
correct.
Speak up, and it sinks in and ruins them.
It does. It makes them feel, it makes them angry, like the parent, or submissive to mm-hmm. to other people.
And what they hate about the parents, that's what they turn into.
That's correct. It's one of those two, isn't it? It's always the piece, the person who gives in all the time, gives in and is weak, willy-lilly. Yes.
And I try to let it out because the number one thing I do not want to happen is me to marry a bad person and have that again.
Well, that will never happen to you because you know how to love your father. Love, don't hate your father. You understand what I just said?
Yeah.
Love is don't hate. Let's pretend that your mother and your children do nice things and you're happy with that and you love them. That's good. But what if they do bad things? Do you hate them? No. Love is don't hate, but be firm. Your father doesn't know that, but you've done very well speaking up for yourself.
Thank you.
Did your father say?
He said he kind of was a little upset that we told him that, and he kind of like turned his head and like kind of like didn't do anything for a minute. And then
hold the line for a minute because we have to make a break here, Maggie. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Maggie. Go ahead.
And then he was kind of like just upset for a minute, and then he...
But you weren't upset, were you?
No.
See, you got it. You actually spoke up, and God was with you, and your father got upset. And it's better for him to get upset with your innocence than for him to upset with all his guilt and meanness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you learned a great message, and I'm glad you called. Is there anything else you need? Are you happy with what you did?
Yes, I'm very happy.
And I'm happy with you. You call me again. And I'm sure everybody loved what you said.
Okay.
Bye, Maggie. Bye, Maggie.
Bye.
God bless you. This is a young lady that I talk about often, and I've interrupted my journey to the subject matter this evening, which is how to kill the entity in your adversary. She did that to her father. That's what she did. She stood up to her father, regardless of what he is. She is taking control of her life, even in spite of her father. And he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know how to deal with this young lady. She's only 10 years old. I've known her since she was born, practically. And she began to talk to me and call me. And this is the young lady, Maggie, that I talk about all the time. This time she was alive on the radio. And in case you didn't hear, she called me twice, but let me talk the second time about grandma. First it was about a person giving gifts. But second time it was grandmother giving gifts. So she says, is it okay if I say no to grandmother? If she wants to give me a gift, to say no to her. I said, do you fill the pool? She says, yes, I do. I said, do you understand that if you say no thank you and hold your ground and not be angry, your grandmother will have a fit. She'll throw all the toys she wants to, the stupid toys she wants to give you. You see how stupid they are. They weren't any value anyway. So she'll throw that in the garbage can and curse you and run. That's exactly what she did. And she was calm as a cucumber. She killed the entity in her grandma. She did, but she may not have killed it completely, but she got to keep away from that kid. See? And this kid's going to grow up not to be one of you guys out there. She's going to keep her purity and innocence. But you've lost it. You've lost it. And you've lost your way, most of you. You didn't have a clear voice like that. I said, do you feel the pull? The pull is the entity in the other person. Father, mother, butcher, baker, candlestick maker. That little kid did it. It didn't poison her. The goodness poisons it. It poisons it. It kills it with goodness. It kills it with goodness. Not always all at once, you see, but this little kid's got it. It's got more power than the father, who's now becoming, doesn't know what to do next. And his mother's happy as a clam. So, what do you say to that little call just now? What do you say that I should help you with dealing with the evil? No, the evil is all around you. And my lecture and a demonstration of it, a discussion of with all the people there, and then a demonstration to the killing of the entity, in a manner of speaking. It has to go. It cannot abide in that person. And what is in me and what should be in you is the ability to stand your ground with no matter what it is, where it is, see, and not worry about the outcome, and hold your ground in calm dignity and no flinching, so that the seducer of love can't get you and the seducer of pain can't get you. That is what's necessary to kill the evil left of this country. Do you understand? If you are the left listening to me, listen carefully, because if you get angry with what I say and where I am coming from, make it nice and clear, I'm not like you. I'm not like the little wusses in this country that just, you know, looking for security and not speaking up because they might lose their job or something like that, or lose the love of their wife or girlfriends. No, wrong is wrong. Right is right. Do you know what's right? And do you have the right to the business to stand up to it? And do you have the right in America to deal with it? Yes. But you're giving it up because the entity in the other is overcoming the goodness in you ever since you were a child. Oh, Roy Master, shut up for a minute, would you? I think I will. Look, the program tonight, I'll just try to break it down just a little bit so it doesn't flip you out too much. My subject matter, if I can get enough people to call me, 800-866-8883. I'll do it again. 800-866-8883. Call me 6 o'clock in the evening, West Coast time, to 9 p.m., I will do the 3 hours, but mostly I just do two, because there's not much action. And, you know, there's just, what can you say? What could the good person say except, wow, I never heard that before, but that makes a lot of sense. I never heard that before. It's like a breath of fresh air. Or the wicked one hates me. And I don't hate back. I don't need to do anything to upset the upsetter, except not be upset. No matter what. And I've been round the clock. I've been around a long time, and I want to read you something. Okay, let me see if I have time to read. I was, before Maggie called, I was about to read something I wrote, and it's difficult to read because it's almost faded. But I'm 21 years old, just to show you where my beginning is. And there's only double space, one page. I must write. I'm 21 years old. I've never written before. As I sit here, I don't even know what I'm going to say. So great is the urge. I feel something will be said. I have wandered for 5 years. I've spent my energies beating paths to the corners of the earth. I have met many people. I have learned many things, yet the more I seem to know, the more I realize how little is my knowledge. First, before I go on, I must look at myself. What is it that drives me? Let me understand the tremendous force that impels me. For normally, it is with great difficulty I make myself write home to the ones I love. Sometimes I talk and teach, and in doing so, teach myself some things that never would have been apparent till they became words. I think tonight, then, I'm trying to teach myself something. I have done many things in my short life. I'm 23. Oh, you see, I looked at it. One of my bright glasses, you know, not so good. I'm 23. I have accomplished much, mostly in the way of developing a tremendous confidence in myself that seems to burn as a furnace. I've had many upsets and many dents knocked into me. Often it makes for bitterness, but the dents have not hardened me. Rather, they have softened, added to my person, and opened my eyes. I feel my confidence glow, and the people I meet attracted, and they take with them some of the flame. But the more of it I give, the more I seem to have. And as they take the light, I see the clay of which I am made. That's all I could reach. And I had to guess one of the words. That was my 23-year-old, my first writing. And since then, I've written equivalent to 100 books. You only have access to about 20, some of them not published yet. They're there. I'm just waiting to publish them. It takes some time. But the point is, I don't sell enough books anyway, so why bother? Maybe after I leave this earth, you appreciate it more. I'm not so scary when I'm dead, see what I mean? But while I'm alive, and I'm almost 88, you can benefit from this, from a conversation, and if you can do it as well as that little girl, you win a prize, or a surprise. And the number to call is 800-866-8883, and I'm looking for a caller. But I am going to talk about things, and I don't mind being interrupted. I have a schedule set somewhere in me. It's easy to talk to an audience, a living audience. I do hope that you're living and aware and feeling some reaction to what I'm saying. It could be a good reaction in that it takes away reactions. Do you hear me when I'm talking about this? If you react to me, it disconnects you. It turns around what's pulling on you in the world. I'm telling you, that's true. If you see and hear that I've never heard this before, and I haven't said much yet, but you get it. I haven't said much at all, but if you say to yourself, this is a breath of fresh air. That's the words, isn't it? I've never heard this before. I know the things about entities and things like that. It's just sort of metaphysical stuff, and it's just stuff. And it doesn't amount to anything because I've heard it all before. Just all you need is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But he had all that. For which reason, and his betrayal, one of his disciples hung himself. He knew what kind of man he was hiring to be one of his disciples, but they both have different purposes. He used the betrayer to get his own way. The betrayer thought, if he's dead, maybe people rise up, Jews will rise up against Rome. That wasn't his purpose. Never mind, he needed a betrayer, and he picked him. There was no incident, no accident to how he picked that person. The betrayer, he killed the betrayer. He did. He hung himself. And that's what you're going to do if you mess with me. I divide my audience into two. The ones who want to be good and those want to be good but not good. Those are the ones I help who love what I'm saying, and it's not a big deal. They just love it. Oh, it makes sense. Wow, I feel refreshed already. That kind of thing. So because I know that. What have I done with it? I knew that when I was a little boy, little girl. I lost it. No, you didn't. You just got separated from it. I can help you get it back. Get that relationship to God that you were born with. Innocence. But you've got a nice big body now. And you're no longer helpless. And you can help yourself because the self inside you is the creator that you were separated from, you see. So, if you listen to me, and I'll just keep on repeating this, if you have a hostility to my freedom of speech, you see, I have the freedom to speak, to say anything. I'm not menacing to anyone. I'm not out to hurt. I'm only out to kill your entity. See? And if you hate me, and you can, you won't be able to pick up the phone. No matter how much you try, because I get to you, and you, if you call me and reason with me, that would be a nice thing. But be careful. This is not an ordinary radio program. This is you live or you die. You have the opportunity now at these end times. These are the end times. The real end times. And I'm the one that's been anointed for a long time, even my own age, old age. See, Moses was he 80 when he went into the desert, right? So on and so forth. And he discovered himself there, didn't he? What his purpose was. Same with me. I discovered it a little earlier because I was born in freedom. See? And I've kept my freedom, and I made the point by reading the article. So here is my website, 800. I was going to give you the website, but FHU.com. Let me give that first. FHU.com/donate. Keep me on the air, because I got a lot of people, a lot of entities to kill. See, they want to kill me. They want to kill you. So now I bring Roseburg. What's happening in Roseburg? This is beginning the second part of my program. Producer, are we going to have a break in a minute? Okay, how soon? I can't hear you very well. If you just speak into the microphone. Oh, there it comes. Okay, thank you. Delayed a little bit of what I intended to say. Maggie called, at that little girl, she called on the radio and asked me a question. That's the one that says, is it okay to say no to when someone gives you a gift, especially my grandma? See, so I don't know how to say that because many of you are just listening to me for the first time. So let me just quickly say, just quickly. I said, you feel the pull of your grandma? She says, yes. I said, that's temptation. Say no, thank you. Even if she goes, explodes, and throws the toys in the garbage. She was 8 years old, 9 years old when she said that to me. I said, can you stand? Can you stand up against all that? Because you're going to have an explosion in your grammar. And that was that effect. And she says, I can be kept. And she did it. And the mother, grandmother, I know the grandmother is a really wicked person. I can tell you that for sure. What it did to her daughter years ago, it's not going to go into talk about now. So I just want to read you something. And I've got a caller calling in, and they'd always take the first prize. The first person that calls interrupts. It's a good interruption, don't get me wrong. But I have to put the caller first because it's all about callers, not me, but lecturing. So just hang on to the subject matter. See, we've got 3 hours together. I'll do the 3 hours if I get callers, you know, that are interested in what I'm saying, in how to listen. My lesson this evening, and it may last the whole week, so I'm not in a hurry, because you'll see it on the video next Sunday. It'll be right there. And you'll see the entity that gets killed and the freedom that the person who I've killed it in, who didn't want it but didn't understand it, what was there making her life miserable. See, miserable. You'll see it. 55-year-old woman. I did a few on the phone in high-powered places. In high-powered places, during the weekend, I helped a veteran for 40 years, 45 years, with no legs, trying to keep himself happy by making everybody happy, making jokes. And he smiled. My son got him to call me and send him the CD. He's still a no. And he called him next day and says, how are you? He says, I'm smiling. You see, I'm smiling. Says it's all she needs to say. And so this is the subject matter for this evening. I'm going to stay with it, but people call, and I will try to inject, you know, it's always there. When you call with a problem, it's always an identity crisis. You take on the identity of those who intimidate you, and the intimidator may not know they're doing it. The impatient father. His father was impatient with him. Therefore, he grows up to be impatient with his kids or too nice, and that's just as bad. All right, we'll take our first call. The second call. Okay. Okay, Ruth in California. This is Roy.
Hey, Roy.
What's going on here?
It's been bothering me quite a few decades, actually. When my husband gets angry with me, and usually it's when he's unreasonably angry with me.
Yes.
I get a physical reaction that I almost sometimes feel like I'm just start shaking, and I get this strange pain in the base of my spine.
I know, but you see, you are subject to the hell of this world. It isn't just him. It's anybody. See? Anybody who could disturb you. And I opened the program with a quote from Marcus Aurelius, the last most noble person, Roman emperor, the very last most noble one, wrote a lot about almost Christian-like materials.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And in this, you have power to revoke it at any moment. Marcus Aurelius. There's another one he says, which I have, this one I read. The one I have in my head is, how much more grievous is the consequence of your anger than the cause? So now, he understood this, but didn't, even though he's a Roman emperor, he couldn't teach it to everybody because he was the last Roman emperor. And what preceded him was horror.
Mm-hmm.
The last 400 years, of Rome was horrible. Like, if you know, like ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
Madness. You see movies of the worst part of Rome, the last 400 years, getting worse and worse and worse. And it's always based on sex. Everything, all the demise of the country was sexual. There's nothing worse than having sex and with lust instead of love. And we got something to talk about here, because well, hold a second, because I hear the music in the background. Are you following me here? I know I jumped into the sex thing all of a sudden.
No, because that's basically what our relationship was based on. I was like that.
I know. Hold the line a minute. Hold the line a second. Oh, we got a break here. Well, let me just ask my audience. I haven't started yet. So I'm taking my callers now. And that's what I want. Because there's something in the caller who understands me for the first time and is lit up and is able to unravel things I've never heard before. And those things I've not heard before, I recognize. And so will you recognize them in you. See? And, oh, I see. As the caller calls and expresses the point, you may very well see that there's not much difference between them. And so you make a discovery, as they do. So it becomes a real thing on the radio, you see. All right, Ruth, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I was the one that behaved lustfully, and I think I kind of pulled that out of my husband.
In other words, lustfully. Did you say lustfully?
Lustfully, yes. I didn't.
Why do you think you did that?
I think it came from a bad experience I had with my father.
Of course.
Yeah.
What you think of as lust now, what became lust, is the desire to find a man that is like your dad, but to help him to become a man, which is impossible.
It is impossible.
Impossible. Because your motive is to seduce him to love you. And yes. and you reward him with an unhealthy pleasure. Your motive is not pure, even though it is in some way your understanding of what love is. You give him sex and you get love that you never got love from your father, but you use your body as a means of getting love, and all you're doing is emboldening the bully. See that? And making him hungrier for you. And then beat you because you don't do it. Give it to him after a while.
Yes.
See that? Beat you into submission. So you're standing in your father's shoes. It's in the system. You're in the system. You can't live, you can't win for losing. Because if you get angry with him, he gets angrier. Or if you get angry with him, he becomes a wimp. And you hate him more. And then you want to try to fix this wimp, but you can't fix him because a woman can't fix a man. You can't make a wimp into a man. It's the other way around. It's the nature of a woman that needs to be loved, having the hell loved out of her, because every woman has a piece of Eve that she doesn't know she has, that wants to triumph over the man. And that's what you were doing. You were making him a god, making him, lifting him up, and every high is a new low. It gets excited. You excited him, and you pulled him into yourself. See.
So that now that I've done all this,
yes.
And now I see the damage that I've created.
Oh, fair enough.
40 years later, you know, I've pretty much beat my husband. He's still got a spiteful spirit.
Yeah.
And there's so little that I can say or do. Now.
Well, the best thing for you to do is to meditate.
I do.
But the whole idea of meditation is to find the innocence, not overcome your anger, Yes, you do need to overcome it, but you don't. You yourself are helpless at the, in the situation you're in and how you're behaving. You cannot help but make things worse. No matter what you do, if you go along with him, you make worse. If you fight him, you get worse. If you divorce him, everything gets worse. Your children get hurt. See that? You're in a hold you cannot get out. Nobody can get out of it. It's impossible. Except God. That is what, this is the story. Through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race like a virus. And that is what happened to you when you were born. And to, especially when you go to our schools these days, I warned America many times they don't listen, not to let the liberals teach the children, because the extreme left are scumbags, degenerates. And I'm going to talk about Roseburg after a little while. And I dare any of them to call me, but they won't because they're cowards.
No, they won't. They're all afraid.
They're really afraid of Roy Masters, and they have every reason to be, because I'm not strong as a person, but what's in me is more powerful than what is in them. Follow me? I want that to be you. In meditation, you invite God into you. That's what he's waiting for.
He keeps telling me that when every time I call about the meditation, so I must need to do that more.
Yeah, you need to not to help try to figure it out. See, what I'm asking you to do is the 7-minute meditation. Which one you got? Which version?
7 minutes.
You have a 7-minute one that you get for free? It is
yes.
A be still and know.
Yes, I have them all.
You have them all. Okay.
I do.
So it doesn't matter now. Here is, you've got enough knowledge under your skin right now. But what you need to do is expect nothing. Expect nothing. You just follow the instructions, because the instructions will lead you to a door. And the door will open by itself and fill you. I'm telling you, that's the way. You don't do any more than gently follow my instructions, especially the 7-minute. Just gently follow it without any effort, expecting nothing. Just do it. Let some eyes do it. Your heart is good. He'll come in. I just wonder, if Ruth is still there, just hold her there for a minute. I just got to make a commercial for our Foundation of Human Understanding. Please, would you remember this number, 800-877-3227? You know, you may want to come up for a weekend, because every weekend I do a 2-hour, and sometimes longer. It's like a seminar. I'm not preaching. I actually involve my audience. And things, magical things happen. And magical things can happen while you're listening to this program. Just my voice saying certain things. And where I'm coming from, it's not just what I'm saying. It's the resonance. Something there is a frequency. And it does something to bad people. It does to the left. Of course, there's plenty on the right, but the left are the ones that are really dangerous right now. The left of left, see. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. It's political, yes. I'm not political, no. Evil's evil. You can have evil in the church, just as easy. But that's not what I'm worried about right now. It's the fact that, you know, we've got the kind of thing that's going on in Roseburg. And I want to talk to you about that after the break, as much as I can. But you need to remember that the phone number is 800-866-8883. And we can talk about this. But you need to go to my website, fhu.com. And by those of you listening to me right now, we are adding the 7-minute meditation to the Be Still and Know for the Cure Stress device that you have. It's a little computer that fits in your wallet and it with earphones. And you can sit on a bench somewhere and meditate in the park, and nobody will know. People will think you're sleeping with your eyes closed. And this would be a marvelous thing. So we have them, but we don't have them right now with the 7-minute meditation attached to it. It's the beginning, called the beginner. You really only need the beginner, but it's good to put it together. So if you will please, I don't have the money to order because they're very expensive. $59 even now, but they're very good. But when the new ones come, if I have the money to pay for it, I'll order them. So you can order ahead of time for Christmas. $59 plus shipping. Okay, thank you very much. Hi, Ruth. I'm just going to give you some advice. I gave you advice as to how you sit quietly and be still. If you practice that, remember, of yourself you can do nothing. Even Jesus says, of myself I can do nothing. Of, you know, why call me good? There's nobody but good but God. So even he doesn't do it. Something acts through him. And it needs to act through you so that you are the instrument, but not the cause of what you say. You understand that, Ruth? She's gone. Is she gone? Yes. Well, let me know that you're listening. So this is what you need to learn to do. The killers, see, I'm going to call this Sunday morning conversation, how to kill the entity in your adversary. Your adversary does not need to be bad, but broken anyway and having the same behavior as a bad person, but curable. And if you will stay, you don't know which one's which. There's no way to tell. So you need to learn to stay calm in the face of all of them. Like Jesus stands before that woman who was supposed to have been an adulterer and she was being stoned. And he stands in front of her and talks to the whole crowd. That's courage. He stands his ground, knowing he's going to win and tear the bejeevers out of all those people and by telling them, okay, the law is the law. She has to go, but who has not sinned, throw the first stone. It was all over. The magic, the ability to speak without figuring, without fear, and knowing that the answer will come through you without figuring it, worrying about it. You just need to do it once. Once you get the hang of it, your whole life changes. There's no way in America or anywhere in the world that I know that can help you with this except me. And while I still live, which may not to be too long, who knows? But you have an opportunity to call me and talk to me. And get it, if you have a real problem, get the hell into a car and come up and see me sometimes. Because I can help you. You can be, I can help you on the radio, but I can't. I mean, you can call me, but I can't take all those calls. I have a son he mixes with the very high placed people. And every now and then he has a person who is really in trouble and could say these things. And I do a few of things on the telephone and they get better. And I tell you, the American Medical Association, many of them are beginning to put the meditation. Many psychologists and psychiatrists are beginning to work with that. So, but the point is, I've got to get to enough people. Because the Roseburg situation is simply this, to set the page a little bit, the pace, is that what you didn't know, that the brutish crowd, the animals, wanted to get to the families of the deceased and to torment them and degrade them because they hate goodness. You've seen it happen with soldiers being buried. And then you have people with the freedom of speech, so to speak, cursing the warrior that's being buried or being honored. And you have to protect them from the crowd. I will show you a better way of protecting them, is to kill the entity within them by holding your ground and showing the face of God to them unwittingly, because you will feel nothing. And but in order to get you, you have to be made to feel something, a compliment or a cruelty, an anger. And with the meditation, which brings you to God, and the meditation doesn't do it, it's the journey. It shows you where it is. It's the door. And when you come to that door, he comes in you and he cleans you out slowly but surely, but gives you the power to stand up for yourself where you couldn't do it before. And the whole idea is to demoralize you into submission. And all that cruelty is meant to affect you with all of the mainstream media scumbags of the world, intellectual indigence. I don't know if that's a bad word. I had a worse word than that just a few moments ago. But they're such liars. But you don't know what a lie is unless you can see through them. Then you could, once you can see it, because you tend to be influenced by the spoken word and the emotional state. They understand that. You're conditioned. And then they bring out the worst in you. Make you angry or make you give in. It works either way. Figure it. Okay. So now, I need the money to support my work. It's time. You're gonna fall if you don't understand and you don't find your virtues back. So get away from that woman that you're lusting and learn to love her and love the hell out of her. Ladies, don't give yourself to a man, ever, for love. Don't do it. And women, men, don't think of that pull on your, you know what I mean. See, like their little girl felt the pull of, you know, her grandmother giving her a gift. Like giving a candy bar to a kid that can't say no. You'll be doing that for the rest of your life. You give in. And you've been giving in, and that's what's wrong with all of you. You're beginning to be frightened of the small number. Okay? Roseburg, I'm going to talk about it when we come back. The address, the web address is FHU.com, FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. The phone number, it's open till tonight, 11 o'clock every night, Monday through Friday, 877-3227, I beg your pardon, 877-3227, call. Daily and or in the evenings up to 11 o'clock. And then the other thing at the address is Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Please support it. Remember the Cure Stress device, a little device, is going to be reordered if we have the money ahead of time. Thank you very much. They expect it. It's lots of money. Thank you.